The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. It is the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. It's always good to have you along with us. So much more to talk about. Thank you. I appreciate you being around. We're going to be visiting with Pat Boone a little bit later on, which has been fun because I've been trying to get an opportunity to talk with Pat, and several people, you know, mutual friends have said, you two need to get together. So we're finally going to have a chance to talk with him this hour. Of course, talking about God's Not Dead number 2, which, you know, he was in, and a lot of fun. And it's just amazing, you know, the Boone family, and just incredible. So looking forward, you know, to being able to talk with Pat as well. And don't forget, if you want those tickets, two free tickets, you know, we're giving away tickets to the movie Climate Hustle, which is going to be part of a Fathom event on May the 2nd, airs 7 p.m., 400 big screens across the country. You want a pair of tickets? Say, make it a date night. Absolutely free. All you got to do is cover the popcorn and drinks or whatever, you know, but... Hey, why not? A couple free tickets. You're going to enjoy it. It brings to light, you know, brings us up to date with some good science as to, you know, what is going on, you know, with this, you know, global warming and climate change. You know, what's at the bottom of this? And that's what I was, you know, trying to ask David Prentice about, Dr. Prentice, is that, you know, what is at the absolute bottom of it? I mean, I've heard all kinds of theories, and some would say, oh, those are conspiracies. You know, people can't be that diabolical. Yeah, I don't know if they can or they can't. It seems to reason, you know, why would they be using our money to sell us a bill of goods? But, hey, they keep doing that, Scott, I guess because they have plenty of our money, they think, to continue to do that. And we, the people, aren't standing up and saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't want you spending our money on such ridiculous issues. Oh, speaking of which, we've got President Obama here still trying to convince us about Obamacare. Listen to what he had to say.
You may recall that I passed this law called the Affordable Care Act to sign people up for health care. And then the website didn't work.
I heard that. Heard that, yeah.
And this was a little embarrassing for me because, you know, I was the cool early adapter president.
Right.
And
not exactly an advertisement.
My entire campaign had been premised on having really cool technology.
Yeah.
Here's what happened as a consequence of healthcare.gov breaking down, though. We had to bring in a SWAT team of all my friends from Silicon Valley and from Austin and some of the best software engineers in the world to come in and fix it, which we did in about 3-4 months' time. And what we realized was that we could potentially build a SWAT team, a world-class technology office inside of the government that was helping across agencies.
Yep.
We've dubbed that the U.S. Digital Services. And we've got some of the top talent from Google, from Facebook, from all the top tech companies. These folks are coming in some cases for 6 months, in some cases for 2 years, and they are making an enormous difference in making sure that veterans are getting services on time, fixing outdated systems,
yep.
Making sure that agencies like the Small Business Administration that has been clunky is redesigning itself so that if an entrepreneur wants to start up a business here in Texas, that they can go to one spot and
yep.
within a day, they've handled all the regulatory red tape that used to require them maybe months to navigate.
Well, hey, from his mouth to our ears, and how's that working for you, you know, for the vets and in healthcare, and it's all well and good, and he's got his SWAT team. Scott, I think the SWAT team missed the 9/11 call, you know, for Hillary's email server. Maybe because they couldn't find it. It was in a closet in Colorado or something, huh? I don't know.
Nothing to see here. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
And all this is said with a straight face. Well, what can I tell you? It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez Live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show that comes to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 Eston Time, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right now, we got Michael Rubin with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syrian, and Persian Gulf expert. And that is a mouthful to say, but that's a lot of territory to cover. And Michael Rubin is up for the job. He has been, and we appreciate his expertise on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, welcome as always. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
A lot going on domestically here in the world of politics, but let's not lose eye of the ball here. There's a lot going on overseas. The president is in Saudi Arabia. He bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia last time. I'm not sure if he's groveling after the threat of those 28 pages being released and the opportunity for the families that were affected by 9/11 that they could potentially sue Saudi Arabia.
Well, you know, ultimately, those 28 pages should be released. Saudi Arabia should be accountable for any complicity, which it had, but we shouldn't simply let Saudi Arabia off the hook. Mm. There's been whistleblowers at the National Security Agency, for example, who have said that we have to delve far deeper into what Iran has done vis-a-vis the whole 9/11 incident. There's a well-known factor, for example, which is in the 9/11 report about Iranian assistance for the transit of the bulk of the 9/11 hijackers to and from their al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan. There's also the fact that Iran had sheltered senior al-Qaeda operatives. We shouldn't let anyone off the hook, and those families deserve justice.
Is the president's statement rather hollow, Michael, when he says, well, we don't want any other government suing us? My thought is that, if we're culpable, then we should be sued, not necessarily about this particular 9/11 situation, but in any other situation for that matter. All governments should be accountable, shouldn't they?
Well, you know, this is the State Department's big concern. You could say it's infused with moral equivalence, Bill, but there is a real concern that it could stymie diplomacy, especially because many other countries don't have free and fair courts, so it would become simply a political tool. But the way I tend to look at it is we know what's real. We know what is just political posturing, and if a country decides to politically posture like that and sue the United States, well, then we should limit our relations with them. But in this situation, the Supreme Court delivered some unwelcome news to President Obama when they said that the lawsuit that some Americans had launched in response to Iranian terror, that the Americans could collect against the Central Bank of Iran. This includes the victims of the 1983 Marine Barracks bombing, as well as other Iranian terrorist attacks. So now there is some precedent that isn't simply before the Supreme Court, but has actually passed the Supreme Court.
Exactly. What about the 700, what is it, about $780 billion in assets, U.S. assets, that the Saudis are holding? They're threatening to sell off. But the last time I checked, Michael, there's not a lot of well-heeled countries that would be in the market for that. We were teasing the other day that saying, hey, that might be one of the deals that Donald Trump could make right off the bat. He could probably get those $780 billion, you know, maybe for 10 cents on the dollar. What do you think?
You know, Bill, let's not underestimate how furious Saudi Arabia is at the United States for a variety of reasons right now. We can go into that. But when I look at that Saudi threat to hold the $780 billion worth of interests over the United States by selling those interests, crashing the markets and so forth, we've got to prepare for the fact that with our nation being so indebted, that this is an element of statecraft and, if you will, blackmail, that we're not simply going to be hearing from the Saudis, but from the Chinese and from anyone else. That's why our indebtedness has become such a national security concern.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily mean to make light of it, and I appreciate you bringing it back to center, because that's where really it needs to be. I mean, this is a serious threat, and as you say, and I'm willing to open that door up, and let's talk about why the Saudis are so upset with the United States for destabilizing the Middle East and allowing a pathway for a nuclear Iran.
Well, you know, it's been now just over 70 years since on February 14, 1945, on his way back from the Yalta conference, President Roosevelt met with Ibn Saud, the leader of Saudi Arabia, on board the USS Quincy in the Suez Canal, and they struck what would become the foundation for our relationship. That relationship was putting Saudi oil front and foremost, and it wasn't simply because of the desire of the United States for Saudi Arabia to market its oil, but World War I was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Suddenly we find ourselves in World War II, the really first oil-driven war, given the mechanization. And what President Roosevelt and subsequent presidents of the United States have concluded is oil is a natural resource. We'd rather have the Saudis use theirs than the Americans expending ours. And so Saudi Arabia has really helped us out. In World War II, they were a member of the Lend-Lease program. They helped support the Allies. They've always answered the 3 a.m. phone call. Have they engaged in a lot of very problematic behavior? Yes, but is it worth throwing out a 70-year relationship? And the way I tend to look at it in conclusion is it's better to have a marriage, even if you fight with your spouse, than have a series of one-night stands, and it seems that's where President Obama is going.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, Michael, it goes back to when you have a problem, even when it includes your wife, and especially so, you know, God tells us not to go, you know, not to go to sleep with our anger. You want to take care of that problem sooner than later, and it seems that we keep deferring some of these issues because we don't want to confront them until they boil up and become the situation and the matter that they've become currently over this 9/11 issue.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, while I'll castigate Saudi involvement in 9/11, the fact of the matter is the Saudis have come around, not necessarily as a result of 9/11 itself, but once they started suffering blowback from al-Qaeda, once they started suffering terrorism in Riyadh in 2003-2004, they became much more serious with regard to the need to counter terrorism, to counter terrorism finance. Today, I would say that Saudi Arabia isn't the chief problem. Qatar is. Turkey is, and Pakistan are.
Exactly. Yeah. And Michael, how upset with the United States is Saudi Arabia behind closed doors regarding our development, you know, of oil in the homeland and becoming independent? Because we've been, you know, hearing time and again, you know, especially during our lifetime, that we should have the goal of being energy independent, that we've been relying on people, you know, for people that don't like us and do things like, you know, what's happened, you know, what's being reported in this 28-page report here with Saudi Arabia. Not that everything should be thrown out, and I agree with you. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, but it just becomes a little bit more challenging when we're talking, you know, so many years down the road from, you know, 2001.
Well, you're absolutely right there. But also, I mean, the Saudis have been diversifying their economy. The former oil minister, Yamani, has famously reminded everyone that the Stone Age didn't end for a lack of stones. You're going to have a situation, however, with the Saudis where they're concerned about the American development of fracking in other oil industry, but it's not all about us. They're much more concerned with the development of fracking technology in China as well, because that's where increasingly their major market is. You've got a situation in which the Saudis figure they have a strategy which can address any multitude of problems, kill two birds with one stone. They're competing against Iran, they're competing against Russia geopolitically. At the same time, they have to worry about the American and Chinese fracking industry. If they can take a short-term loss in order to gain market share in the long term, they're going to try that, and we've got to be prepared for it.
We understand that. Michael Rubin is with us. Our conversation continues right after the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening. listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you. We're live 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Rubin is our guest. Our conversation continues about the Middle East. Michael, relative to the expansion of Iran's nuclear capabilities, though that supposedly we have this agreement, I say supposedly because many people here in America do not have a whole lot of faith in what's going on. And I don't think Saudi Arabia necessarily has a lot of faith either. And there's other regimes there and countries that are saying, look, if they're going to go nuclear, we need to balance the power here. So what is stopping Saudi Arabia from going nuclear?
Well, and frankly, there's nothing stopping Saudi Arabia from going nuclear. They could buy an off-the-shelf weapon from Pakistan or North Korea should they so desire, and indeed they might go down that route. The important thing to remember about the Iran nuclear deal is even if Iran abides by the agreement, and Saudi Arabia's big beef, as with the regional countries, are that President Obama, John Kerry, didn't clue them into the negotiations, include them so they could plug the loopholes better. But even if Iran abides by the agreement, at the end of a decade, they're going to be left with an industrial-scale nuclear program. They're going to be left with 5,000 T1 centrifuges. Remember, Pakistan built a nuclear arsenal with just 3,000 of the same level of technology centrifuges.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, I want to talk to you about you know, what is being perceived here by many is an anti-Semitic stance against Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu by this administration. And recently, again, we hear, the vice president making some comments that, I'm going, where are they taken out of context? Are we misunderstanding? I mean, they seem rather aggressive and condemning towards the prime minister.
Well, you're absolutely right, and what's really troubling here is, number one, it seems the Obama administration is willing to trash another relationship that goes back decades, in effect prioritizing President Obama's personal peak above national security. On the other hand, it's completely hypocritical, because of course we hear that President Obama really was upset with Prime Minister Netanyahu for coming before Congress and interfering in the American domestic political debate, and there you have Vice President Joe Biden talking to an Israeli member of the opposition saying, I can't wait until the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, is filled with people from your party. If that's not interference, I don't know what is. And we've got to recognize, Bill, Israel's a democracy, so he's not opposing Netanyahu. He's opposing the will of the Israeli people.
Exactly. Well, I guess if you figure you can get away with it here in America, why can't you try another country? I mean, sometimes those habits are hard to break, right?
Well, that's absolutely the case, and there's lots of rumors about that one of President Obama's ambitions is to take a United Nations post, like becoming Secretary General, after he leaves office. This is one of the things the Israelis most worry about, and more immediately they worry that President Obama might take this peak and at the United Nations do something which will do permanent damage to the Israeli U.S. relationship, create a new fact on the ground that's not going to create peace, but in reality would actually probably precipitate more terror.
What do you think the likelihood of the Russians agreeing to that would be? Because they'd have to agree to Obama becoming the Secretary General of the United Nations, wouldn't he?
Well, I think it's much more likely that President Obama would end up having a resolution that would undercut Israel's security at the United Nations Security Council rather than him becoming Secretary General. But in President Obama's mind, he can overcome everything. Indeed, one of the White House aides said that his main message in Saudi Arabia, just circling the square, is going to be telling the Iranians and the Saudis to get along. That's like telling lions and lambs to get along.
Right. Well, they've been trying to tell the Jews and Hamas to get along, and Hamas says, while they're having the conversation, says yes, and they keep lobbing missiles. So, I don't understand it. I mean, it's too dichotomous for me. But another thing here recently is we found out that Israel discovered, some more natural gas in the Golan Heights of all places, and Russia is, they're licking their chops right now, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and we got to remember, when it comes to the gas fields that have been discovered around Israel and in the Golan Heights, you've got a situation in which this is really a game changer in a number of ways. Let's hope the Israelis are wise enough to make it so. But ultimately, it shows that the region could self-sustain should they have the desire to stop fighting each other the way they are. The problem isn't Israel. The problem is some of the internal dynamics, of course, in Syria, among the Palestinians and elsewhere.
Well, once again, I mean, it is kind of ironic. Here, Syria was sitting on this property all this time, didn't even know there was gold in Dendar Hills, so to speak. And Israelis, with their technology and wisdom, you know, they start digging holes, and you know, they're like Jeb Clampett, man. They find oil, you know, or natural gas in this case.
Unfortunately, in this case, the Israeli Supreme Court has basically issued a ruling that doesn't give guarantees to many of the companies that are dropping this investment. So in some ways, the Israelis have become their own worst enemy commercially, going back to the good old days, and I put that in quotes, of course, of East Germany, rather than looking towards the future and wanting to be more like Singapore.
Yeah, why would they want to give up that property that they did win? I mean, that's been the push, not to mention its strategic military advantage, Michael. I mean, I was there just on the Golan Heights a couple of months back. We were sitting on top of an old blown-out Syrian compound there, and I'm standing next to a uniformed major, and he goes, well, just over there, you know, a couple clicks away is Hamas, and then we've got Al-Qaeda over here, and in between we've got the IDF, and I'm going, we're on top of this building next to a uniformed major for what reason now?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, but you're absolutely right. And when we look back at the Golan Heights, when we look back at some of the other issues, the thing to remember is if you engage in a war, if you invade another country and you can expect the United Nations will turn around and say, you get all your territory back, it takes away the disincentive from launching invasions in the first place. The idea that Syria would launch a war of aggression and then not expect to lose or suffer any consequences is beyond me.
Well, what do you forecast here with this upcoming, you know, presidential election? Hillary versus Trump, let's just, you know, assume this for right now, and relevant to the Middle East, what do you see with a Hillary presidential administration?
Well, when it comes to Hillary, it would be in many ways business as usual. Hillary Clinton would have to contend with the fact that the Democratic Party has shifted quite far to the left, and along with that shift, it's become quite anti-Israel. That said, I don't believe that's where Hillary Clinton's gut instincts are, and she also does recognize that if you engage in moral equivalence, if you say that both sides are equally culpable, what you do is you just encourage more extremism because people figure they have to take more extreme stakes if you're just going to come down in the middle.
Is she going to keep pushing for this exchange, you know, land for peace deal that America has, you know, failed with miserably for the last, I want to say, two decades at least? Is she going to, you know, try to pursue that as well, you think?
Well, Bill, if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and if you're a diplomat, everything looks like a subject for dialogue. Honestly, and this is going to come from left field, what I'd like to see happen is, of course, you know that in both the year 2000 under the Clinton administration and 2008 under the Bush administration, the Israelis gave the Palestinians a peace deal, which the Palestinian negotiators had helped negotiate. And first Yasser Arafat, then Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian chairman who's now in the 12th year of his four-year presidency, turned that down. Rather than rely on dictators, what I'd like to see is the Israelis or the United Nations or whomever sponsor a referendum directly to the Palestinian people saying, this is the deal, and you either accept it and you accept Israel and you accept the security issues and you understand there's going to be limits of the law of return, or you don't accept it. And frankly, if most of the Palestinians aren't willing to accept it, let's move on. There's problems with the Rohingya Muslims in Burma. There's problems with the Kurds. We shouldn't be expending all this diplomatic energy on a group of people that simply may not want peace.
Well, I'll tell you, it may come out of left field, Michael, but that's probably one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time, because it's already been noted, and it started out with Arafat saying that they had to get 100%. If they didn't get 100% of the deal, then, you know, you were an infidel and you needed to have your family, you know, killed and eradicated and everything else. So they've got to take it away from these officials, and the UN might be the perfect solution to it. I think that's an awesome idea. Well, Michael Rubin has been our guest. Michael, always good to have you with us. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Middle East regional politics expert. Michael Rubin, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez being brought to you in part by our good friends at Save the Stork. By all means, get on the bus with us, okay? Give them a call. Any donation will be much appreciated. That's 844-578-6757. Save the Storks is the organization that is put together 21 buses that are parked outside of abortion clinics. And they offer a true alternative for these women who are going in knowing that they just don't have a handle on the whole truth of the matter. And they're providing, this is Save the Storks, a free sonogram for all these women going in, and they can see the baby inside them. 85% of those who get on the bus and see the sonogram change their mind. I think that's something worthwhile to be a part of and to associate with them in our fight for life. Save the Storks, 844-578-6757. Tell them Bill Martinez sent you. You can go SaveTheStorks.com for more information. With us right now is Nathan Nascimento. It's always good to have him with us. Nathan is senior policy advisor. And he is, you know, we're dealing with, I should say, a senior policy advisor. Let me finish up that statement. I'm sorry. At Freedom Partners and focuses on health care. Big issue, right, that we're all talking about. In fact, you heard the soundbite earlier where the president kind of laughingly joked about some of the incompetence of Obamacare and how it got off the ground and how it didn't. And, of course, here we are now seeing that we've got major problems and the president wants to offer what is being characterized as an an unlawful bailout of insurance companies. Nathan Nascimento, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's break this down for the folks so they understand what this president is doing. And we're just not picking on him, but, you know, what he's doing. I mean, here he is, a constitutional professor, supposedly, but he doesn't seem to want to connect with the law. It just seems to be inconvenient for him at times.
Yeah, and it's coming on the backs of taxpayers, in addition to all the other experiences that we're having with this law, from insurance premium increases to higher deductibles to less options and less choices. But specifically, here's where we have the problem right now, is the Obama administration is improperly making billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, designated for the Treasury available for insurance companies who helped write this law. And as part of this, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are taking dollars, dollars that are very specifically say in the law that must go to the Treasury and may not be used for this quote-unquote reinsurance program, which I'll talk about here in just a moment. But that CMS is taking the $5 billion that are supposed to go into the Treasury and making them available for these insurance companies instead of paying the taxpayers. This is outlandish, and this needs to be stopped immediately.
But, Nathan, we kind of suspected this anyway, the way the law was written up. I mean, it kind of gave them a get-out-of-jail card all along the way, gave National Health Care Services an incredible amount of flexibility with this. So why should we be surprised?
Bill, for the most part, I would agree with you, right? It was written and passed in part by the efforts of the insurance companies who were trying to rig the system such that they had a benefit in their business mm-hmm. practices. And certainly the people that advocate for the Affordable Care Act knew what they were doing when they drafted all these rules and laws. But what's interesting about this is that, again, I refer back to this specific language. It happens, it's in Section 1341. And mm-hmm. this language very clearly says, and I quote, shall be deposited into the general fund of the Treasury of the United States and may not be used for the reinsurance program. Bill, the important part about this is, again, insurance companies helped draft this. Mm-hmm. Supporters of the ACA inserted this language very clearly, clear as day. And it says in that language further down, it says that you must pay $5 billion. It is as clear as text on a paper. This is not like an attachment that Republicans inserted in there to you know, throw a wrench into the works. Mm-hmm. This right. is something that they had advocated for and pushed for. It doesn't get any clearer than this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nathan. I mean, it seems to be pretty clear. I mean, and that's rare within the Affordable Care Act document, as we know, some 2,800 pages, thousands of regulations that keep changing. It's the most dynamic piece of legislation, I think, that ever is been passed by both legislators. It's most incredible. And, you know, but when it says out of something, because, you know, when I first started reading, because I said, well, I got to read this thing. I mean, especially if our senators aren't and our congressmen aren't reading, you know, Obamacare, let me try and read it. Well, after about the first five pages, I was so brain bruised, I had to surrender. How do you understand the language there? I mean, they purposely made it confusing.
You know, for the entirety of the bill, absolutely. But mm-hmm. the reason why this is such a problem right now is because this program is set to expire at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. The reinsurance program, which is meant to help stabilize healthcare premiums, and what they do is they collect these fees from all insurance companies, whether they're on the health exchanges or not. They collect these fees in order to stabilize healthcare premiums for people or plans that take on people that are higher risk. They're paying out more dollars than not. And right. so where many insurance companies now are signaling that they're going to be leaving the healthcare exchanges, may not participate in Obamacare in one way or another. Certainly we had United that just recently announced this. Their CMS is starting to become fearful of what the premium spikes are going to be. How high are they going to go? And yeah. certainly the trade association has signaled that these are going up. So what they're doing is they're taking all these dollars, putting them aside, and saying, you know what, we got you, we got your money, here's your bailout if you take on too much risk.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, the way you characterize this, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it's almost like the rats are leaving the ship. Even they can see that, the end is coming near. So you got United Healthcare. They're looking at the actuaries of this program and going, hey, guys, we got to cut our losses. The sooner the better. Otherwise, we're going to have too much exposure on this deal because, you know, like any good socialist, they say, you know, eventually you run out of other people's money. And it looks like, you know, the well may be running dry here for them. What do you think?
I absolutely 100% agree, and I think also you look towards Humana and Aetna, who are also assessing right now whether or not they'll continue in some of these programs. I think the one that's probably going to hang on the longest is probably going to be Blue Cross Blue Shield, but we've already seen indications like in places like North Carolina where they're leaving the exchanges just because it's not a good business decision for them to participate. So I think they're going to be picking some options here. They'll make some decisions whether or not this is good business sense, but we're going to start to see a narrowing down of the insurers that are going to be participating in these exchanges, which means that less competition, higher prices are to come.
Well, where is Congress on this, Nathan? I mean, as you point out, I mean, $3.5 billion from taxpayers' money. I mean, this isn't, you know, the government's money. This is our money, and this is the thing that galls me all the time. People always say, well, it's the government's money. It's not the government. It's our hard-earned money. We turn over to the government, with some sort of expectation. I think we should have some expectation of return on investment. This is the problem that we have, is we're not holding our politicians accountable. We just give them money, and nobody sits there and says, what did you do with that money? Anywhere in our world, Nathan, I mean, if your boss gives you money, they want to know, okay, what did you get? Even if you take somebody to lunch, you know, what's in it for us in our organization? Because you just spent an hour and a half with this guy over here. What is the company getting out of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are certainly committees are starting to launch investigations into CMS. They're looking very specifically at this problem. The House Energy and Commerce Committee about a week and a half ago had a hearing with Acting Director Andy Slavitt, who's the head of CMS. We've had a number of members who have asked very specific questions of what authority do you have to do this and whatnot. So they're trying to compile all this information and to try to cut this back and bring that $5 billion into the account. Senator Ben Sasse out of Nebraska filed legislation about a week ago called the Taxpayers Before Insurers Act. And it's not about creating new legislation. And what it's trying to do is force CMS to be in compliance with the law, or HHS, Health and Human Services, would face a slashing of the administrative budget. So bring in some of that money until they pay the Treasury, which is the people's money.
Well, once again, Nathan, we see Obamacare on some sort of, you know, life survival type of operation. I mean, you just think, okay, sooner or later, somebody's going to pull the plug on this thing, don't you think?
I sure do hope so, and I think that time is coming. But in the meantime, we're going to be watching things like this for that oversight and make sure that the people's money goes back into the Treasury.
Well, Nathan, as always, appreciate you coming on the show and keeping us up to date with what's going on. Nathan is the Senior Policy Advisor at Freedom Partners. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. Pat Boone, coming up next right here.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to RichMoneyRich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Hey, we're serious about who you deal with, okay? This is Bill Martinez Live. You know what we're all about. Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And it's good to have you here on the fighting side of this, because if we're going to make decisions, let's make them based on the facts and the truth of the matter as best we can, right? Don't you agree? I mean, this is why this country is on the wrong track. I say great observation, 7 out of 10 of us. We're on the wrong track. You know, we're getting lost here. You know, what happened along the way? And it's much more than just being ideologically fixed and, the division that we have right now going on in our country. We got to find a way to be able to talk with one another. And that's where I agree with President Obama, is that we do need to have that groundwork where we can discuss and, talk about our differences without being politically correct and politically offended. You know, that sort of thing, because we need to be able to work these things out. And for so long, we were told, hey, it wasn't cool to talk about these things. You know, you're going to upset somebody. But anyway, hey, real quick here, while we're waiting on Pat Boone. We're expecting him to be calling in here any second now. And as we went, because we're going to talk about God's Not Dead, part two, which he starred in. But also, we're going to talk about Saturday Night Live and the rather irreverent, satirical piece that they did about God. I mean, it really is disgusting. And I don't know when Christians are going to hear enough and finally stand up and say no more. You know, it is amazing. I find quite in contrast that Muslims are very quick to stand up for Muhammad. And you just don't even go there. I mean, you don't see Saturday Night Live doing any parodies on Muhammad. But yet, you know, when it comes to God and comes to Jesus, I mean, he's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? Do you even know who, in fact, you really are messing with? And here we are, you know, as evangelicals, just kind of sitting here on the road and just watching this stuff happen. And I hope that's not what you're doing. I think we need to really, you know, be in a consensus position of prayer that, you know, these people would get an understanding of who the God of the universe is all about, that there would be an awakening, a great awakening in this country. Whether or not it has anything to do with this country, I just think about the very souls of these people who are lost. You know, the families that are just absolutely scattered and confused right now because they're not connected to the truth. And my humble opinion, and that discussion will continue. But meanwhile, I do want to remind you that we have pairs of tickets to give away to the movie Climate Hustle. Mark Morano has been on with us a couple times, and he'll be on with us again on May the 2nd, because that's going to be the day, and that night at 7 o'clock, the screening will take place. 400 screens across the country, Climate Hustle. You're going to love this. And I get free tickets for you. All you got to do is worry about popcorn, have a good date night, and say thank you very much, Bill Martinez, and it is our honor. So send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, send me those tickets, and we're going to put you in the hopper. We're going to have a drawing. I guess that's the only fair way to do it. And, hey, go out there and enjoy the movie with us come May the 2nd, 7 p.m. It's a Fathom event. With us right now, the one and only Pat Boone. Let me tell you, you know, and I like his website. He says, when you Google Pat Boone, you need to be warned. You're going to get like 1.9 million results that show up, and a word picture of an astonishing, long-lasting, still-thriving career in music and entertainment emerges. Singer, actor, TV host, producer, songwriter, author, motivational speaker, TV pitch man, radio personality, record company head, TV station owner. I mean, what has he not done? And gosh, I remember as a young kid, in fact, I can still hear him singing April Love. I mean, it's still right there, you know, and so a lot of great memories with Pat Boone. And Pat, it's an honor to have you on with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
April Love.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my gosh, he still has it. Hey, you just made my day. I got to tell you, Susan Stafford and your wife Shirley have been trying to get us together, I think, for about 3 years now. So I got to tell you.
She never gives up.
No, I tell you, she's all over the place. But,
yeah.
You know, congratulations on God's Not Dead. Just fell out of the top 10, you know, this week, but has done very well, has raised the consciousness. We got people hashtagging all over the place, God's Not Dead,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Once again, which, you know, that's the word and that's the saving grace, isn't it?
And it got the attention of Saturday Night Live in a very unfavorable way, of course. They lampooned and parodied our film, but they parodied a film that doesn't exist. They did not deal with any of the subject matter of the film itself. They attributed to the film other controversial topics like homosexuality and same-sex marriage, as if that was what the film was about. It is not a mention of it in God's Not Dead. It's about whether or not a teacher in a classroom can actually answer an honest question by a student: did Martin Luther King actually quote Jesus? Well, yes, he did. He was Reverend Martin Luther King.
Right.
Well, suddenly she's in a court case. The ACLU, atheistic lawyers, and even a judge all determined that she recant, apologize, or lose her profession as a teacher if she won't promise she'll never mention the name Jesus in a classroom again. People consider that maybe a far-fetched idea. They must not be reading the papers or watching the news, because that kind of thing is happening all the time across this nation.
Yeah, and it just doesn't happen to them. I mean, Pat, we were at NRB. You were there, too, for a short time in Nashville, Tennessee, and I visited with the Kleins, you know, Melissa Klein, who has the bakery, and they got fined, $143,000, you know, so that's true. And I sat there and I asked her, I said, Melissa, how, you know, after we were talking about everything and the case and all that, but I just had to ask her. I just felt like I needed to ask her. I said, how are you doing? I mean, this is your dream that has been put on hold. I got to imagine this is very... And Pat, she just broke down. And I can understand why she would.
Of course, yes. She's not by herself. There are others experiencing the same things. And if we don't wake up and have some backbone and start actually asking God to help us be strong in the system that he gave us, as a republic and as a democracy and we the people, then we're all going to be crying the same tears of what happened to our liberties. I've actually wrote a speech and have delivered it in a number of situations called Losing Liberty. And we are losing our liberties gradually. They're being chipped away, sometimes taken away almost whole cloth. Preachers now, just preaching the gospel in church, in some places, can be accused of hate speech.
Exactly.
Because the scriptures actually condemn some of the things that we are lauding and approving and accommodating in our society. So the first chapter of Romans reads like a today's newspaper.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we definitely have turned the world upside down. We were warned in the Bible that there would come a time when evil would be good, good is evil, and here we are. You know, we're having debates over bathrooms, Pat. I mean, who would have thought in our lifetime that, you know, you couldn't have a man go into a men's restroom, a woman go into a women's restroom. Now we need an alternative restroom that says whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Whatever, or anybody. Come one, come all.
Yeah.
I was asked about this Saturday on the Friday morning, I guess it was, Stu Varney on Fox Business News, and this was the topic because Donald Trump had just said he didn't see anything wrong with the transgender people going into any restroom that suited them, their today's version of who they are. And so I said, look, I knew Bruce Jenner for years, and I still, to me, he is still Bruce, and anatomically, he is still Bruce, though he's added a couple of appliances but on his chest, but he is still Bruce Jenner, and that's what it is on his birth certificate, and he should go into the men's room, and men won't care if he comes in wearing a dress,
right.
but if a woman comes in wearing dressed as a man, and 60 Minutes did a big piece just a couple weeks ago, and very complimentary, of a girl at Princeton who decided she's a man and demands to swim on the men's team.
Yes.
She's not doing very well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Her big winning day was actually coming in ahead.
Not being last. Yeah.
The guys.
Right.
And you know, Leslie Stahl asked her point blank, "Are you still a woman anatomically?" Even more graphic language than that, and she said, "Yes, but I'm really a man." Well, come on.
Yeah, right.
How much of this are we going to just let happen, and not as a people, the majority of people, and not just Christians, people,
right.
Just say, "Wait a minute, we're going to live by proven standards of throughout the ages. Marriage is a man and a woman." A man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and you can. Yeah, I think I mentioned on Fox because I read through the Bible every year from cover to cover for 30 years,
yeah.
And I'm in Deuteronomy, Numbers, Leviticus, yes. Right now in the Old Testament, and
exactly.
And God actually condemns cross-dressing and says it is despicable.
Yeah, it's an abomination.
Well, God doesn't change, and what He's talking about is not just clothing, but it is. Changing your appearance from one gender to another is to him despicable, even in clothing. So
right.
we're just drifting so far away, and therefore we lose the moorings. And that's another thing he condemns, is changing the old guidelines.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Our times and everything else. And Pat, you allude to the fact that, you know, these are souls. These are God's creation, the very people that Jesus came to save. And that's
His image. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the perspective we have to hold to, because right now, for a very, very small exception, less than 1%, the tail is shaking the dog big time, and
they are
lost and paying a big price on this.
And our kids are caught in the middle. See, they're not taught the Bible anymore, and you can't even mention it in school.
I know.
Too many parents don't know it.
Exactly.
And so they're just absolutely, it's not their fault that they don't know which end is up, because nobody's really laid down the principles by which we
exactly.
live.
Well, Pat, we're all out of time. It goes fast. I appreciate you stopping in. God bless you. This is Bill Martinez.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.